Good morning, welcome. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure District numbers 1 through 5 this Friday, January 24th, 2025 at 11 a.m. The meeting is being held at the office of York Hall in South Jordan, Utah. Let's do a quick roll call for our audio recording today. My name is Tom Jolly and I am District Counsel.
My name is Ashley Tedesco. I'm Tom Jolly's paralegal.
My name is Madison Olson. I am Tom Jolly's legal assistant.
I am Leif Smith with Wasatch Commercial Developers.
You're a board member.
Board member of Soleil Hills PID 2 through 5.
Alex Dahlstrom, board member.
1 through 5. That's fine.
Okay. Alex Dahlstrom, board member.
Thank you.
Matt Wilcox, board member.
Craig Martin, the petitioner.
Thank you so much. We're now just going to go through the agenda as posted. We'll be talking about our preliminary action items first. I want to consider combining the board meetings for Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 5 for efficiency purposes. I just want to bring this matter for the board. Do you have any questions about combining the meeting? Okay. Do we have a motion to approve combining and conducting the special meeting for Soleil Hill Public Infrastructure Districts number 1 through 5?
Motion as stated.
Thank you. So we have a motion by Matt Wilcox with a second by Leif Smith. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts 2 through 5. This next section of the meeting will focus on the election of officers for Soleil Hill Public Infrastructure Districts numbers 2 through 5. We will follow the same process we did for Soleil Hill number 1. We'll start off with oaths of office. As you know, in Utah, state officers are required by both the federal and state constitutions to take an oath of office. State law dictates who can administer the oath, including the notary public. Ashley here is a notary public, and she is going to now administer the oaths of office for districts 2 through 5.
Perfect. So board members, in front of you, you have an oath of office form similar to the one you received last Friday for the first district. If you wouldn't mind just reciting that statement for the record, that would be great.
All right. I, Leif Smith, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Thanks, sir.
Alex Dahlstrom, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
I'm Matt Wilcox. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah, and that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Thank you. Thanks, Ashley. Pursuant to the governing document, the board must also elect a chair and officers at the first meeting each year. The offices to be filled are the same as was discussed last week. That's district chair, district treasurer, and vice chair, and district clerk and secretary. The bylaws contain a description of the responsibilities for each of these officers, which you can review. It's the bylaws in your board packet. Are there any questions about the offices or officers? All right, seeing none, let's move to election of the officers. For consistency purposes, I'm assuming the board will want to elect the same officers for Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts numbers 2 through 5 as these officers, which are the same officers that you elected for Soleil Hills PID number 1. Since we just reviewed all the district officer responsibilities at the initial board meeting for district number 1, we're not going to go over them again today. If the board has any questions regarding district officers or responsibilities, you can stop and ask me at any time. So we're going to move to elect a district chair. Do we have a motion for nomination of district chair for Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts number 2 through 5?
I'll nominate or motion. Wait.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
So we have a motion made by Matt Wilcox with a second by Alex Dahlstrom, to elect Leif Smith as district chair. All in favor say of Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts, members 2 through 4. I'll say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Leif Smith is elected as district chair to serve in accordance with the bylaws of the districts. We're going to go to election of the district treasurer vice chair. Do we have a motion for nomination for the district treasurer or vice chair?
Motion for Matt Wilcox as the district treasurer vice chair.
Thank you.
Second.
So we have a motion by Alex Dahlstrom with a second by Leif Smith. All in favor of electing Matt Wilcox as district treasurer and vice chair for each of the Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts numbers 2 through 5, please say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. The vote is unanimous. Matt Wilcox is elected as district treasurer, vice chair to serve in accordance with the bylaws of the districts. We'll now move to the election of the district clerk and secretary. Do we have a motion for nomination for district clerk?
Motion to nominate Alex Dahlstrom as district clerk.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
So we have a motion made by Leif Smith with a second by Matt Wilcox. Let's see here. All in favor of electing Alex Dahlstrom as district clerk for each of the Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts, number 2 through 5, please say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. The vote is unanimous. Alex Dahlstrom is elected as district chair to serve in accordance with the bylaws of the district. Our next item is discussion of trustee conflict of interest disclosure forms and ethical pledge forms. These disclosures and the ethics pledges are required by state law. The board of trustees, as participants on a board, are required by state law to disclose any potential conflicts you may have with the business of the districts. You can fill out the disclosures and ethics pledge after the meeting today, similar to the ones you filled out last week for PID number 1. Are there any questions?
No.
Okay, we're going to move to our consent items. The first item is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on January 17th, 2024. Do we have a motion approving those meeting minutes?
Motion to approve those meeting minutes as stated.
Do we have a second?
Second.
So we have a motion by Leif Smith with a second by Alex Dahlstrom. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll now move to our action items. The first action item is consider approval of resolution 2025-06. This is a resolution authorizing a contract fee agreement between Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure District, number 1, and Wasatch Hills Development Company, LLC. This resolution approves and authorizes the Soleil Hills District number 1, PID number 1, to impose a contract fee under the terms and conditions set forth in the contract fee agreement. The district board members did receive that contract fee agreement in your board packet. The district is authorized under the governing document to issue debt and impose and collect fees for the purpose of repayment of the debt and pledge those fees for repayment of principal and interest on the bonds. The purpose of these contract fees is to finance and construct certain public infrastructure improvements and pay debt service on the district bonds. Are there any questions?
Nope.
Do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2025-06?
Motion as stated.
Do we have a second?
Second.
So we have a motion by Matt Wilcox with a second by Leif Smith. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll now move to our second action item. Consider approval of the contract fee agreement between Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure District number 1 and Wasatch South Hills Development Company, LLC, and authorizing the district chair to sign. A form of the contract fee agreement was provided in your board packet. The contract fee amounts based on a sliding scale. The contract fee amounts are based on a sliding scale per single family detached residential units as set forth in the agreement. There may be some slight tweaks to the agreement as the collection process is refined. However, the district can approve the contract fee in substantially the form provided in the board packet and authorize the district chair to sign the contract free once it's finalized. Any questions? Nope. Do we have a motion approving the contract fee agreement substantially in the form provided in the board packet, authorizing final revisions and authorizing the district chair to sign it?
Motion to approve as stated.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion by Alex Dahlstrom with a second by Matt Wilcox. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, we're now going to go through the resolutions, housekeeping resolutions specific to Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts number 2 through 5. As you will recall, so the first one is consider approval and ratification of the interlocal agreement between Harriman City and the districts, authorizing the district chair to sign. As you will recall, when Harriman City approved the master governing document, it also approved the interlocal agreement, which essentially restates information from the governing document. The interlocal agreement puts it in form where the districts and the city are bound by the document. The board needs to authorize the chair to sign the interlocal agreement. Are there any questions?
No.
Do we have a motion to adopt this resolution to approve and authorize the district chair to sign the interlocal agreement for the districts?
Motion as stated.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Matt Wilcox with a second by Alex Dahlstrom. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. All of the housekeeping resolution, district council engagement letter, and reimbursement agreements are the same ones explained, discussed, and adopted and approved as applicable last week during the Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure District number 1 board meeting. Unless the board has questions or wants to discuss any of these matters in more detail, I propose we go straight to a motion on action items 4 through 12.
Motion
to... Well, hold on. We're going to have to do each motion for each one of them, but does that sound reasonable to the board?
Yep.
Yes. Okay, thanks. So consider approval of resolution 2025-01. This is a resolution adopting rules of order. Do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2025-01 for the districts, for districts numbers 2 through 5?
Motion to proceed as stated.
Do we have a second?
Second.
So we have a motion by Leif Smith with a second by Alex Dahlstrom. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll now go to consider approval of resolution 2025-02. This is a resolution implementing an electronic meeting policy. Do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2025-02 for districts number 2 through 5?
Motion to approve as stated.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Leif Smith with a second by Alex Dahlstrom. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll now move to consider approval of resolution 2025-03. This is a resolution adopting district bylaws, including ethics and fraud prevention policies. Do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2025-03 for districts 2 through 5?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Matt Wilcox with a second by Alex Dahlstrom. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll now go to action item number 7, consider approval of resolution 2025-04. This is a resolution implementing a district records policy. Do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2025-04 for the district's numbers 2 through 5?
Motion to adopt as stated.
Second. So we have a motion by Leif Smith and a second by Alex Dahlstrom. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll go to action item number 8, consider approval of a tentative district board meeting calendar for the calendar year 2025. Do we have a motion approving a tentative district board meeting calendar for the year 2025 for district numbers 2 through 5?
Motion to approve as stated.
Do we have a second?
Second.
So we have a motion by Leif Smith with a second by Alex Dahlstrom. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Go to action item number 9. Consider approval of an engagement agreement for legal services between the district and YourCal and authorizing the district chair to sign. Do we have a motion approving the engagement letter of YourCal to act as district counsel for Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts number 2 through 5 and authorizing the district chair to sign?
Motion to approve as stated.
Do we have a second?
Second.
So we have a motion from Lave Smith with a second by Matt Wilcox. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Move to action item number 10, consider authorizing the notice of public infrastructure districts to be filed with the Salt Lake County Recorder's Office in compliance with the governing document and authorizing the district chair to sign. Do we have a motion authorizing separate notice of PID to be filed with Salt Lake County Recorder and authorizing the district chair to sign from the districts?
Motion to authorize as stated.
Do we have a second?
Second.
A motion was made by Leif Smith with a second by Alex Dahlstrom. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Move to action item number 11. This is consider approval of proposed funding and reimbursement funding and reimbursement agreement between the districts and Wasatch South Hills Development Company and authorizing the district chair to sign. Do we have a motion approving the funding and reimbursement agreement and authorizing the district chair to sign?
Motion to approve as stated.
Do we have a second?
Second.
So we have a motion by Leif Smith with a second by Alex Dahlstrom. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to our 12th action item, consider approval of the proposed infrastructure acquisition reimbursement agreement between the districts and Wasatch South Hills Development Company, LLC, and authorizing the district chair to sign. Do we have a motion approving the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement and authorizing the district chair to sign it?
Motion to approve as stated.
Do we have a second?
Second.
So we have a motion by Leif Smith with a second by Matt Wilcox. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. We're now finished with our action items. We're going to our administrative non-action items. We don't have anything specifically on here, so I'm just going to open the meeting for discussion with the board for any district business that's administrative non-action items.
Since we tabled, and this kind of goes back to the last board meeting that we had, since we tabled the contract fee items in that first meeting, do we have to go back now that we've gotten everything dialed in with the contract fee to go through those particular items that we did table in a separate meeting?
Or? Excellent question, Craig. The answer is no, because we did a combined meeting for districts under one through five today.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, and we specifically had the district number one approve the resolution and the contract fee agreement.
Okay.
So that's a great question. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Do we have any other questions? Okay, if not, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion to adjourn made by Leif Smith with a second by Alex Dahlstrom. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously and we stand adjourned.
Thank you.